Hi, this is Kathleen from Cat & Co. You're listening to Raven and the Blues on Talk Radio Europe, Radio Napa, Kansas City Online Radio. Put some lipstick on your pop shield, Dave. For Liberace, got no need for bop. No use for singing carols or Eastern Buddy to make you hop. No swinging in the 60s or waltzing on mountaintops. No Aretha to make you soulful or James to make you hot. I don't believe in fairy tales. Day by day we set the pace. Stormy June, stormy June. Only a bit of me and you. Just enough to make it through that stormy June. Give me stormy June. No barber needing people and no Randy on the streets. Crusaders are giving me life and no smoke, giddy play the clown. No Marilyn without diamonds when baby Thriller's gone. Oh, Mary without a drama, a bit of Marvin's pride and joy. I don't believe in fairy tales. Day by day we set the pace. Stormy June, yeah. Only a bit of me and you. Just enough to make it through that stormy June. Give me stormy June. All of us have seen it maybe once or twice. Sometimes things are only meant for one night. But if we start to feel, baby, perhaps something is right. Until my time is up, I let you walk me blind. Be kind. Until my time is up, I let you walk me blind. Be kind. Till my time is up, I let you walk me blind. Be kind. Until my time is up, I let you walk me blind. Be kind. Until my time is up, I let you walk me blind. Be kind. Be kind. Oh, be kind.
Stormy June, performed live on the Houseboat on the River Thames by Cat Pearson and Co. It was 5 years ago in June in Mijas we first met.
Yes, it was. 5 years ago in June, Mijas, that's right. Poolside, wasn't it?
It was. And you said, we must do a session. And I said, yes, and it's taken 5 years to do it.
Better late than never.
And in that time, you've relocated to the UK permanently, is it?
Well, I'm between here and Spain, basically. I'm between here and Spain. And when I'm not working here with the guys, I'm over there on the sun relaxing.
But you've been in some different incarnations. Cat & Co, as we know it now, is what, 3 years old, roughly, is it?
2 years old. 2 years old.
I'm getting feedback from that speaker there, I think. Tell you what, can you just, volume number two, knob number two, if you can take it right down. That's fabulous. Truly fabulous.
Oh, that's better, yeah.
Bring the band back
sunroof.
In.
Sunroof. There's a terrace. Sounds like I'm in a car. Sunroof. Terrace. It's a fabulous terrace. It is. Isn't
yeah.
It's fantastic.
So when we first met all those years ago, you were kind of permanently based in Spain then, weren't you?
Yes, I was based in Spain and...
Just kind of in semi-retirement, really, yeah.
Is that what you call when the work's not coming in, kind of stuff?
No, I just walked away from the work, in a way, just to do the house and relax. And mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to get away from the music for a while. And I did, and stepped back into it.
With a vengeance.
With a vengeance, yeah. I mean, it takes some time to go back one way, to go forward the other way, I think.
And the present incarnation of the band, how long have you had these guys with you?
Francesco and Fred have been from the beginning. We did an audition here, and they were so fantastic. I'm like, you guys, we got to work together. And then and Vincenzo, he came in afterwards, and then
he's
came
on
along
bass.
As well. Vincenzo on the bass,
yes.
And Nick on the drums, yes, and Fred's on keyboard, Francesco on guitar.
And from nationality wise, they are Italian mostly, is it? Or?
Yes, North and South Italy. And mm-hmm. this little bug over here is just around the corner.
Yes, that's right. Yes, he's a Thames boy. Yeah.
That's I'm pointing to the drummer. Yeah, he's a Thames boy.
You have in the tracks I've heard from you over the years, you've been with jazz as well as blues along the way, haven't you?
The tracks you've heard I've worked in many genres.
I mean, you've sent me so much stuff, and I've kind of forgotten the word.
Yes.
And every now and again, I'll get six tracks. But some of the recordings you've done have been a lot more jazz based, haven't they?
But I do a bit of jazz, blues, and soul. Mm-hmm. I always say between the three, I kind of waver between the three: jazz, blues, and soul, because those are the roots from whence I come from, mm-hmm. In the United States, and that's what we had in our house. And that's just kind of like in my soul. So that's what I do, basically.
Very clever. You've done these interviews before, haven't you? Because you've taken me to the next question so perfectly. So you are from the States. What, whereabouts from the States, and how did it get across to Europe, and what brought you across?
Oh, I've come over many times with family and friends and sort of relocated at one point. But I'm from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and I was born in a place called Long Beach. Yes, and I've just sort of, I think when I was a kid, people used to go to Hawaii and things like that, but I always loved the old world, and so I kept coming back to the old world.
The old world, and it's the sun, yeah.
And this is where I've stayed.
Where are the old folks in the old world, yes.
I mean, don't you just love it? I mean, when I first arrived here, I'll never forget, when I saw the windows bricked up in London, I just couldn't, why did, and someone said it was window tax. I was blown away. I just saw everything. I'm thinking, why window tax? But yeah, now we've got bedroom tax, so what's room?
That's true.
Now what's new?
You've just given me a copy of your newish album. How new is it?
Francesco?
It's about 6 months, isn't it? Or is it longer than that?
It came out, 2 months ago.
2 months, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2 months ago.
It's still new.
It's still very new.
Yeah,
and so
we received the CDs, what is it? 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, in the post, was it? Yeah.
So you've only had them a couple of weeks, therefore, not saying that Dave Raven, you are forgiven, therefore, you thought, I'll wait until I'm going along and give it to him in person, is that right?
Yeah.
So effectively, the album is out now. Have you had the launch party and everything else for it, or has that happened?
Well, not really launch party. If we had a few parties.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it a launch party.
Okay.
See. He's waiting for in the email.
No. It's more a matter of.
Well, we invite you for sure.
Because there seems to be a kind of a thing which is happening in the UK at present, where you have the album comes out and then you think it's been out ages, and then all of a sudden you suddenly see that they've got the album released party, you know, and you think, hang on, I've had this copy of this for 6 months. And it almost seems like the time lag in between giving it to the guys on the radio side of it and then actually launching it formally seems to be getting longer and longer. If you see what I mean.
There's several reasons for that as well. I think we'll probably be witness to that same sort of thing. We were just having a chat about the launch party actually recently on the way over,
mm-hmm.
and I won't reveal.
That's not reveal because it's going to be quite big if you succeed.
Yes.
Right,
and you will certainly be invited.
Yes,
and I suppose what we did first, we wanted to test. One or two of the songs with radio broadcasters, because you guys play blues music all the time, and we kind of had a slightly different approach in production, and we wanted to see if we were on the right path, if you guys appreciated what we were doing. So we started sending out this track called The Scene, and we sent it to America, to Australia, Spain, Denmark, Germany, and of course all over the country here in the UK. And the response was tremendous. So we're really working with you guys first.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're right to have been nervous, I guess, but there has been a sea change in the last three or four years. The DJs that are working, the 20-odd of us who are doing blues music here in UK, tend to be far wider ranging in the music they're featuring and what they would define as the blues. And in fact, it's been a big discussion for many of us about whether even the word blues is accurate enough, because we now, it's more roots and just anything which falls within that kind of wide remit, if that makes sense. So, yeah, but you're right to sort of kind of rote us in a sense, yeah.
Yes, I think we've done, a modern rendition in some of the songs, still keeping the blues tradition embedded in there, but blues will always be blues, and no one's going to be able to change that.
Mm.
I think your 12-bar blues will always be the same. But how we listen to it in the 21st century will change, I think, as well. And this is what we want to address.
Okay. We've opened up with a track off the album, Stormy June. What are you going to do for us next?
Make It Rain will do. And so far we're doing okay.
Give me more mileage by the hour, baby, and more fun in my foot. You give me more mileage by the hour, baby, and more fun in my fun. Like the lightning strikes, yeah, more times than once. I've been walking so long, but my shoes ain't got no sole. Been walking so long with the chill right next to my bone. Like the windblown trees and the tumbleweeds. Whoa. Mama said, catch me a plane, don't let that man run. Who's gonna catch me a train? But my money was too short, so I took off running, honey. Ran out of wind before I reached the pole. Oh, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain.
Bring down the flood, make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain.
Ask Lord to build me a boat, 'cause you see, I'm gonna get back to you like I did before. Hey, hey. Make it rain,
make it rain,
yeah. Make it rain,
make it rain.
Oh God, bring down the flood, yeah. Make it rain,
make it rain,
yeah. Make it rain,
make it rain, yeah.
Ask Lord to build me a boat, you see, I'm gonna get back to you. Just like I, oh, just let me say it one more time. You see, I'm gonna get back to you, yeah. Just like I did before.
Make It Rain, taken off the new album. Normally, with these kind of sessions, I do all the prep beforehand. I do the research, I have the album, I go through and see what tracks have been written by whom. But as you only gave me the album 10 minutes ago, it's a bit of a problem, you see. So how many of the tracks on the album are written by you, or written by the band?
Well, we wrote 8 tracks off the album. It's 10 tracks on the album.
So it's virtually all your work. And is it a joint thing, or is it just you or Francesco and you together, or how does it work?
For singing, you mean?
Or
writing?
Writing.
Well, usually it's me, Federico and Kat writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then in some other songs, Vincenzo and to an extent Nick came on board and started adding their parts.
Mm. Yeah. So who was responsible for that one? Where, the lyrics were you, Kat, were they? Or
Francesco and I write the lyrics, okay. Yeah. So we mm-hmm. collaborate on all the lyrics on the album.
And which came first? Was it the lyrics, or was it the audio?
Keyboard.
Mixing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's got so much depth that it's fabulous. And
thank you.
Presumably you've road tested it too on stage. So how does it go down on stage?
It goes down well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. And obviously, when we have guests to help us out with backing vocals.
Yeah.
It always helps,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, no, it's a great track. Mm-hmm. It sets the mood.
Yeah, it does set the mood. It's a very gospel soul-y.
So much light and shade in there as well. It's a wonderful range. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
lovely stuff.
Yeah, it's fun to sing as well.
When it came to putting the album together, did you have a surplus of a material, or did you have just about the right amount? Or
no, we decided, okay, let's write an album, and we sat down and wrote this 8 track. In
as you do,
9 days.
Yeah,
it was really quick, and it was so much fun. And
we were laughing after every.
Yeah,
we won't go every day with a new track, wouldn't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Apart from one of the track, it took us a couple of days.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's the pre-production, then the production.
Yeah, we spent a lot more time deciding the sounds, mm-hmm. how to arrange them, produce them.
18
all
months or so, wasn't it?
18 months.
So, 9 tracks, 18 months.
So 9 days of writing, 18 months of sort of sorting it out.
Yes.
Yes. And did you have anything you had surplus which you had to throw away, or anything which didn't work? Or
well, yes, in terms of production, a lot.
Oh, production, yes, but in terms of tracks, lyrics, no.
We did refine a few things, obviously.
Yeah, of course we. I mean, we didn't come out with the lyrics straight away as they would come on. They chopped and changed and grew, but the theme of the 8 tracks we didn't say, oh, we'll throw that song away, that song. We had our songs, and we corrected them and made them fit as they should and grow as they should and cultivated them. And that's where this is what you have here.
And essentially, I would guess when you bring them to the rest of the guys in the band, they add their layers of complexity onto it, and it becomes a kind of a band thing in the end, I guess.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Which is quite a good description.
Yes. Vincenzo has a great ear for the bass lines, and he knows well what works well with the bass drum mm-hmm. and the snare, and between the two in the rhythm section, they collaborated and made the sounds thread with each other and really work.
Did the album come out the way you expected it?
Oh yeah.
It did.
Yeah,
you didn't. Yes. It's not a different album to the way you envisaged it at the beginning, because that's kind of rare. Most people sort of say, oh, it's changed a bit.
We talked about it.
No,
a
bit, we worked.
We intentionally. Everything is intentional.
Mm. The idea, you know, sometimes you go in a studio, you just record an album, and it's really just a representation of what the band does. A different approach. And Kat told me, why don't you produce this album and we do something a little bit different that maybe our kids might be willing to listen to, and a bit more modern. And modern production, I suppose, is a lot about that. Thinking, working on our pre-production sounds. So we really consider every little step, every little note, every little part of this of the album in general, because also the way we put the songs in order.
Yeah, exactly.
It was carefully considered. And so it was a big production work, and that's why it took us a long time.
But some producers are despots, and they rule with a rod of iron. But I guess you weren't able to do that on this, anyway.
No, it's we didn't want to use one formula for your album. Mm-hmm. So every song had a story, and we went with that. You know, lyrics first, analyze what the lyrics were about, and then carefully consider how to arrange them and how to present the actual track, you know, how to play it.
Do you disagree very often? Do you ever have opposing views?
No.
It's a very constructive process, isn't it?
We bounce off each other.
Really?
We bounce off each other.
I'm looking at the faces on the rest of the band, you know, staying very impassive.
Actually, so far it's gone really, really well, actually.
It's not today, it's been fine.
No blood has been drawn yet.
Yeah.
Maybe after this show, who knows? But it's somehow everybody, at the right time, I have to say, came in with an idea, and we were all like, yeah, of course, that's great. Vincenzo, we call him the groove master. Mm. You know, every once in a while, he come up with an idea, and we're like, of course.
Fantastic.
And Nick's got brilliant ideas on how to modify his drumming, just to make it a little bit more modern,
exactly.
A little bit more dance at time, and even for blues. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first track we sent out, and I'd like to say this, because I was saying before, we sent this track out to test it with broadcasters. What we've done, because it was a track based in a club.
Is that the one with Chad Strantz, is it?
It's the one with Chad Strantz, a little Jimmy Reed in.
Yeah.
And because it was a club, at first we did the drumming, we went and done the drummer, and then we thought, you know what, it's a club scene, maybe we need a bit more dance. And he came out with this groove, this open hi-hat, typical dance beat. Mm. And we really pushed it, big kick, we made a big, kind of almost pop sound. And it was really risky. That's why we wanted Chad and we wanted Little Jimmy in it, because they are heritage, sort of thing. They represent the tradition. Mm. Mm-hmm. And trying to combine these old things and give it a modern approach, you know, it was what we wanted to do. And we did it. So we as you said before, you asked before, what did you throw away? Well, we threw away that drumming.
That drumming, yeah.
It was really good, don't get me wrong. It was really good. He's a drummer called Daniel Hale, brilliant drummer. We really love his style, his way of playing. But for that track, we wanted to, you know, push boundaries a bit. Mm-hmm. Nick came on board and he put down this beautiful dance beat, and Vincenzo was right behind. It was just the right thing. Mm-hmm. Beat a slide guitar, Hammond, and that was it.
Yeah. We'll have to come back and do it with you when we get the other guys on board. Maybe when Little Jimmy comes down.
We'll
get Chad down there.
I mean, there's room for at least five more people up here on the top deck. I've run out of cables and microphones, mind you, but we can get the people, yes. What are you going to do for us next?
We'll do New Spleen, New Spleen Blues. The world, he got too many lies all left unheard, and all those days when. when you sat at home on your own, when you picked up that phone and tried to ring that tone. But sometimes that voice makes you feel real bad. They come up behind you, hit you like a bottle of blackjack. Now what you say, I just don't matter to you. And that the blues is dead. Still you ain't got no fool, but you know how to laugh away that gloom. They say you don't grow old by being no fool. But now them spooks and clowns are on the loose. What are we left with? Singing the blues. Social friends to impress with Joe. Pics and feeds and daily blogs and tweets. Ha! Bring on the madness. Well, if you dare to live by the book that you created, reality gonna hit you back with a bottle of blackjack.
Okay, we talked about the album and how it came together, the gestation period of 18 months before eventually it gets released. But alongside of that, of course, where the money comes is, as well as album sales, it's gigs and things. And so how are you spreading your wings across in terms of where you're working and what you're doing?
Well, we've just we finished the album a bit late, didn't we? So a lot of the auditions, or what do you call these, submissions, passed us by. And so we're laying down a lot of the groundwork at the moment for 2014. Mm-hmm. But we do have a few bits and pieces that are in the pipeline. We're going to be playing the 31st of May of this month, a few, couple weeks' time, at the King William the Fourth.
That's nice.
In is it Leytonstone? Leighton? Mm-hmm. Leighton in East London. And then we've got a July 6th at the Duchess.
Mm-hmm. So are you with an agent who's dealing with all your gigs and things, or are you your agency as well?
Are we the agency?
Yeah. You're the agency, yes. Yeah.
Yes, of course. So, and the rest of it is us really booking. We're going to Dundee as well, mm-hmm. end of June. Do the Dundee Blues Bonanza for the third year in a row.
Yeah. Mm.
And then we're going to be on the international stage in Köln.
That's nice.
The big R&B festival on Saturday. So biggest day of them all.
Yeah. So, and that's the 24th of August.
And now you've got an album to sell, it makes a big difference, because you've got something to promote, something to sort of say, you know, if you like what you hear back at the hall afterwards, and it makes a big difference, I think. Yeah.
No, definitely. Mm. We've got a brand now, so we can start really building that up and showing everybody what Cat & Co is.
Mm. And the website, Facebook, you do all that kind of stuff, don't you?
Yes, yeah. catandco.co.uk. Mm-hmm. catandco.co.uk. that's the website.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Facebook, you can see on Kathleen Pearson and Company.
Yeah.
Twitter, Cat & Co. All the slashes in Cat & Co. And that's A&D instead of the symbol.
Yeah.
it won't take the symbol. We didn't think about that bit when we called ourselves Cat and Co.
And also catandco.co.uk is rather too many co's floating around in there as well, yes.
Yes, I know. And what else have we got there? And yeah.
You seem to have fits and starts on things like Facebook, because all of a sudden I see you're very active, very busy, and then you go quiet. As if you're sort of traveling or...
We're probably, at the time, we're a lot more active now.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah.
You were probably traveling.
Traveling, and also, I may have been in Spain also, but also at times we were fits and starts because we were probably still finishing things in the studio as well. Mm-hmm. And we really were trying to push that, get that material out before the whole year passed us by, basically.
I mean, I'm sort of undecided really about where Facebook and social media really fits in the scheme of things, because on Facebook, in terms of the DJs and the blues bands, it's so busy, so much noise, so much activity, so many postings, photographs. But if you quantify it and add everybody up, we could probably all fit in this room. You know, there aren't that many of us anyway.
And
there are times I think, you know, I'm big on Facebook, but in fact, it's not really. It doesn't really count in the same way as an audience counts.
We have 1,500 or more followers, mm-hmm. Likes or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
I'd love to see that amount of people come out to the gigs
and buy the CD. Yes, yeah.
And buy the CD. But this is a part of the landscape in which you have to be a part of.
Oh, I agree. Yes,
and so that's fine, and it is quite fun at times. So mm-hmm. that's fine. But I'm more having a lot better time on stage and touching people and you know and swearing at them and kissing them and all those kind of physical things I love doing when I start to perform.
Putting lipstick on their pop filter.
Yeah, putting lipstick on your pop shield any day, darling. I love that.
That's going to be the station identity, I think.
Useful working on social network, though, eh?
Yeah.
Because we're really campaigning heavily on Twitter as well. And Twitter somehow is really flashy. It's very fast. But it got us radio play all over the world.
Mm.
And a lot of people go back to you know, from Indonesia.
Yeah.
Indeed.
From South Africa, yeah. From Australia, Spain. We have people from Germany, Denmark, Italy. Mm-hmm. And a lot of different states in the United States.
Yeah.
And that is a lot through Twitter. And the website gets a lot of hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's covering a lot of people without leaving your own home, isn't it?
Sure.
Yes.
Definitely. And those people will come out eventually to the gigs and after they've met you on Twitter. And when you do get to their territory, they are there, though. Definitely.
Yes. And it's also joyous because they come up when you're at the gigs and say, you know, you're my friend. And because they know so much about you as well.
Yes.
It's almost like sort of having family turning up to gigs and things. It makes a big difference. It's taken 5 years to get you here.
Yeah. I'm enjoying every second. Thank you.
I hope it's not another 5 years before you come back.
Did we introduce the band properly?
Well, no. Well, kind of, in a kind of roundabout way. So let's before you go into the final number, take me through the band.
Okay. Well, we have Francesco Cusso on the guitar. I'm just going to go around the circle.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Oshanka.
That's good enough.
On drums. And then we have Vincenzo Virgilito Ettore on bass. And Federico Parodi on keyboards.
So apart from the Thames guy, how come you've cornered the market in Italian musicians?
There's something really, really strong about that Mediterranean blood mixing with the American blood. There's something about that strong, soulful feeling that we seem to have in common. And it's just that hot-blooded sound that I can whip out of them.
And are they Northern Italy guys or Southern?
Both.
It depends.
Yeah. Ah.
Both.
I'm from the North, but...
Yeah.
I'm from Sicily.
Oh, Sicily. Yeah. Ah. The country,
yeah, exactly.
The country I left my heart.
Yeah. And Federico's from Piedmont.
Yeah.
So exactly the other opposite.
And
I'm from Emilia Romagna, from Modena.
All right, yeah.
Some kind of north, you know, trying to find a way to go down a bit.
Yes. The food area.
The food area
of Italy, yes.
Definitely.
What are you going to close with?
We'll close with Not My Fault. It's a love song. I didn't mean to grow old. It just happened. It's not my fault. I was strong on top of the hill to cross the road down. the big deal? Well, if you ask me what's wrong, my baby ain't here no more. When a lifelong romance ends with you in a solitary dance, that's when you live in the past, made of two hearts in a shack. Well, if you ask me what's wrong, baby, don't leave me alone. Well, I pray for the touch of your skin. Oh, baby, a scent is haunting my dreams. And now I sleep the best part of my day and hope one day you'll ask me to stay. Now I spend my days at the mall. I'm giving a card, concessions and all. Well, all I get to use at my age is a lousy cheap fare on the train. Well, if you ask me what's wrong, my baby don't love me no more. Me to stay. I didn't mean to grow old. You know the teeth, the hair, and the bone. Oh, it's so hard to get by with my three legs and just one eye. Well, if you ask me what's wrong, my sweetheart don't love me no more. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, if you ask me what's wrong, I really can't take it no more.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Fantastic.